Hello, it's Dr. Kevin Oko. Thursday night pep talk. This is number 7 of 10. And I'm going to title this one, The Four Pillars of Victory. First, everything happens before it happens. During the Super Bowl, safety John Lynch was on the sidelines for the Buccaneers on NFL Films. You can hear him saying as they beat the Raiders for the Super Bowl. This is during the contest. I know everything they're going to do. That's big. I know everything they're going to do. You have to practice during the week so that when you go into the game mentally, I know everything they're going to do so I can shut off my mind and just react. I know what they're going to do before they do it. Everything happens before it happens. You have to prepare. You cannot prepare and worry about the heat, the challenges, the what's going on after school, what's going on during school. You have to be there so you can mentally rehearse it till you get muscle memory. Point number two, the second part in all of this. There will be something during the course of the game that will take you off focus. Always has. Big play from the other team. Always will be. A mistake by you. Here's a big one, a bad call by the official. How many games have I seen lost because someone can't get over a call they don't like? Pittsburgh Pirates a few years ago, as fabulous as they were, a lot of people believe that there was a bad call in Atlanta, just threw them off course for a while. You have to have, as the movie calls, something that clears the mechanism. Here's the phrase you say when something doesn't go your way. Be where your feet are. Be here, not the last play, not the next play, this play. And just whisper to yourself, clear the mechanism. Be where your feet are. Number three, you have to have something you say to yourself constantly that keeps you on process. Sproles at the Monday night game against the Colts had an incredible game. They said, what were you doing? What was your, here's the new phrase, mindset. I kept on saying to myself, stay up, he's a running back, and score. And where the score part was interesting was so many running backs want to go left or right. He's going upfield. Stay up and score. Look the ball in your hands. Tuck it and run. See the ball. Catch the ball. See the ball. Throw the ball. Make your reads. See a little. See a lot. See a lot. See nothing. You have to stay on process regardless of the score. Four quarters. Nine innings. Every single period. Fourth pillar. Choose energy on credit. I'm standing in the end zone of a high school game, and this young man got beat on a fade pattern. Nobody came up to him. No one encouraged him. He just walked real quietly with his head down back to the huddle. Well, the team came back next time in the end zone did it the same. If I would have dropped the microphone in that huddle, it would have been like a funeral home. No energy. Nothing going on. You have to choose your energy ahead of time. That's what it means on credit. I'm doing it before it even happens. And you have to get with your team and says, we are going to choose to have energy the whole game before it even occurs. That's how Alabama played Ole Miss last year. We knew they were going to make plays. I have tremendous respect for Ole Miss's coaching staff. I think their head coach is one of the best in the country. And I think he's a heck of a recruiter, and I just think he's a very, very good coach. I said to Coach Saban, that guy has coached well. We're going to have to choose energy the whole game to play him. That guy's a good football coach, and I don't know him, supposedly a good man, which we don't have enough of. Four pillars. First pillar, you have to go into this game and know what they're going to do before they do it. Everything happens before it happens. Number two, clear the mechanism. Be where your feet are. Anything that happens, you've got to come back. Point number three. I have to have a process phrase. See a little, see a lot. See a lot, see nothing. Stay up and score. Four, choose energy on credit. Choose energy on credit. This pep talk, I'm trying to get people to understand that mentally is such a big part of it. And mentally always happens before it happens. Good luck this week, and may God bless. Oh, I haven't said this for a while. And roll tide.